When Novak Djokovic won his sixth Wimbledon title, that made front-page news, even here in Kolkata. But sharing Djoko's limelight was another Wimbledon winner, a 17-year-old American who won the boys' title. Chances are his victory didn't make front-page news in America, but it made for huge headlines in Kolkata because Samir Banerjee is Indian in origin.
And he's got it. Samir Banerjee is the Wimbledon boys' champion.
Samir Banerjee is from New Jersey. His parents are Indian. They have a home in Kolkata. And that's meant Indian media have adopted him by default.
And he made us all proud. He's a kid of Indian origin who he is representing the United States. It was a huge matter of pride for India as well.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Today, thanks to the newspapers, I've learned a lot about young Samir Banerjee. He visited Kolkata 6 years ago. At that time, he had some street food outside one of Kolkata's famous monuments. He likes chicken tikka masala and biryani. He cannot speak Bengali, but likes Bengali food. And not just Bengali. Neighboring state Assam is also laying claim to him via his grandfather, according to a local television channel.
Well, interestingly, the tennis sensation's grandfather, Hiranmoy Banerjee, was a general manager with Oil India Limited based at Duliajan in the 80s. So it was indeed a proud moment for the Northeast.
Except at the end of the day, the boy is American. His parents are Indian immigrants, but he's grown up in the United States. It's a little strange to bask in the reflected glory of his DNA. He's not the only one. When aeronautical engineer Shirisha Bandla accompanied Richard Branson on Virgin Galactic's first fully crewed suborbital test flight from New Mexico, she tweeted out her excitement.
An incredible opportunity to get people from different backgrounds, different geographies, different communities into space.
An Indian industrialist rejoiced that Indian women were breaking glass ceilings, even though she's American. Although Indian-born, this anxiety to establish kinship can get awkward. When Indian-American Nina Davuluri won the Miss America crown in 2013, she faced racist remarks. She put her own spin on it for Extra.
For every one tweet that was negative, there were dozens of positive tweets.
But Indians in India sprang to her defense. They were proud she had not forgotten her roots, but they forgot her roots are actually in Syracuse and Oklahoma. Her parents' roots are in Andhra Pradesh, a state they left in 1981, before she was born. Likewise, Samir Banerjee's father left India in the mid-80s, long before he was born. And while the parents have connections to India, that's it. As he said, he appreciated the Indian support on court, but he said, "I'm obviously not from India. I'm American." Samir Banerjee, Nina Davuluri, Shirisha Bandla, and for that matter, Bobby Jindal and Nikki Haley are part of the changing face of America. And while Indians might be excited about their connections to India, their achievements are not Indian achievements. A little reflected glory is probably innocuous enough. And Samir Banerjee certainly sounded happy to get some India love at Wimbledon. When Kamala Harris became vice president of the United States, Indians were rushing to find their 2 degrees of separation from her. The Indian media tracked down every uncle and aunt they could find.
And I feel happy that my sister Shyamala, her mother, would have been very happy and proud of her daughter.
All of that is innocent enough, even sweet. But the problem arises when that pride comes coupled with expectation. When India was battling a devastating second wave of COVID, there was criticism on Indian social media that Harris was not doing enough, as if her Indian heritage somehow made her specially responsible for India's plight. She is the American vice president. India has no claim on her. Sometimes, in the rush to establish connection, we forget that. Young Samir Banerjee will hopefully have a great tennis career ahead of him. But that will be an all-American story, not an Indian one. And no, his love for chicken tikka masala will not change that fact. But his father tells an Indian newspaper that, like every other Indian parent, they wanted their son to do well in academics as well as tennis. Now that sounds very Indian indeed. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALTech.